Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine, uplifting women business owners. If you would love to have your business showcased in our next magazine, please visit Spark Plug PR and sparkplugpr.com and fill out the application to begin the selection process. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the Black Women's Life Balance and Wellness Conference to be held in Atlanta, Georgia next week on July 13th through the 15th. My guest today is the founder and co-chair of the annual National Black Women's Life Balance and Wellness Conference. Originally, she's from Los Angeles, California, and now resides in Atlanta, Georgia, and is a former visiting scholar at the Interdenominational Theological Center. It is our honor and good fortune to have on the phone today a woman who is committed to helping all women achieve life balance and wellness, Dr. Shanisa Brooks Tatum. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on this morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, fantastic. And I'm trying to get better. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Are you ready to talk about the Black Women's Life Balance and Wellness Conference?
Yes, I am.
Well, we know you are extremely busy, so let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Tell our listeners, what is the mission of the Black Women's Life Balance and Wellness Conference?
The mission of the conference is really to provide an honest, open space for dialogue about the challenges that Black women face around achieving wellness in their lives, and also practical strategies for going about achieving increased wellness, health, and balance in our daily lives. Oftentimes, as women, we are often in the caregiver role, not only for our families, but also for friends, neighbors, community members, extended or distant relatives. And so there's a lot of burden that we have on ourselves in the present and also historically as Black women that goes unnoticed and unacknowledged a lot of times, even by ourselves as Black women. So really the conference's mission is to really express and acknowledge the need and also to address that need through presentations, workshops, sessions that really delve into the meat and the heart of the issue so that women leave with goals and strategies for creating wellness in their lives.
So it's more solution-oriented.
Right. So even though we have some research-oriented and theoretical presentations, all of it goes back to how can we improve our lives? How can we help other Black women create a space of wellness on a daily basis?
What's the biggest challenge a lot of Black women face when it comes to life balance and wellness?
I think the issue is time and also challenges around how do I do this on a daily basis? Some women have the idea that, oh, I need to go to a retreat, you know, on a regular basis, which is nice. But really it's about understanding how you can do this on a daily basis. I was just actually listening to an interview with a woman who was talking about how she was the oldest of five children in her family. And once the children became ill, you know, some of them became ill and their parents passed away, she gained a lot of weight. And she was just saying like, oh, I didn't have time to cry. And so the 65 pounds that I gained in the last year or two were probably the tears that I didn't shed all of that time over the things that I was facing. And so I think the challenge is having a space to pause and to recognize what issues we face and also just seeing wellness as something that we cultivate step by step, day by day.
Well, what's something simple that a woman could do to create life balance and wellness right now, as she's listening to this radio show? What would you recommend her to do?
I would recommend her to take some time and just think about some of the hobbies and things that brings her joy in her life. A lot of times we get so wrapped up in our schedules and the various obligations that we have on an ongoing basis, that we lose touch with what really brings fire to our lives, what brings us passion, what brings us satisfaction on a regular basis. So, and as an example, for me, I like to make my own beauty and bath products at home from organic and natural ingredients. So that's something that I make time for at least a couple times a week, you know, maybe a half an hour, an hour, just to make it from scratch. And that brings me a lot of joy, just being having that quiet time and also the ability to create something new each time that I'm able to dedicate that time. For another woman, it may be reading a book, going for a walk, just things that rejuvenate your spirit and that give you a new perspective on what you have to do in your life.
Beautiful. Tell us, what sparked your decision to start this conference?
Actually, it came out of a conversation that I had with several friends of mine, but really one friend in particular. We had an extended conversation about how as Black women, we often, no matter our age or our background or any aspect of our lives, because this conference is intergenerational as well, no matter where we come from, we always tend to have these moments here and there where we talk to each other or have an internal kind of conversation with ourselves about the challenges that we face. Oh, you know, oh, I know I need to get a checkup at the hospital, or I need to, you know, spend more time with just, you know, relaxing and things like that. But then eventually we get pulled back into the gravity of all the things that we have to do, and we don't necessarily follow up on that. So we saw a conference as a need to create a space that women can definitely have on an ongoing basis, not just at the conference but outside of the conference as well, because many conversations continue through Facebook, through the communities that are created at the conference and that are maintained afterwards. So that's where it started from, and I also want to acknowledge the many women all over the country who are volunteering their time to help plan and organize the conference, and especially Carrie Sawyer, my co-chair, who has dedicated a large amount of time and energy as well.
All right. Well, you know, Dr. Tatum, there are conferences every day in Atlanta. So why
right.
is this conference so very important?
This conference is important because we see it as a unique conference that really enables women to rise to a new level of transformation in their lives. It's not just a conference where you sit down and listen to speakers, which is a part of it, but it's very interactive, it's very solution-oriented, and it's very real. We had several women just share openly some of the challenges that they face, and women not necessarily having all the answers, but being there as a support system. And so it's very sisterhood oriented, and it's very personable. So it's not an academic conference per se, but it's very, it's something that people remember for the rest of their lives.
When and where is the conference going to be held this year, and who are some of the speakers we can look forward to hearing?
The conference will be at the Atlanta University Center's Woodruff Library, which is on James P. Brawley Drive in Atlanta, Georgia. And some of the speakers that we will have July 13th through the 15th, that's next Friday through Sunday, is Terry Williams. She's a marketing guru, and she wrote several books about Black depression and different issues that Black communities face. Dr. Nancy Williams is the founder and owner of First Fruits Healing Home in Lithonia, Georgia. And she's a holistic health specialist, and she will be there as well as one of our keynote speakers. Dr. Sherry Parks is a professor at the University of Maryland, and she will be speaking on her research as well and kind of giving us a synthesis of some of the highlights of the conference at the wrap-up session on Sunday. We also have a bunch of about four concurrent sessions each hour throughout the weekend, so there's a lot to choose from, different sessions from dealing with depression, motherhood, obesity, diabetes, cooking healthy, student life. We have something for everyone.
Well, Dr. Nancy Williams is a client of ours in People You Need to Know magazine as well.
Right. I've seen her in your magazine, and she was actually a speaker last year at the conference, so we're happy to have her return.
All right. Where can our listeners go to find more information about this life-changing event?
Our website is www.lifebalanceconference.com, so all one word. And you can go there to view the program, to read more about our speakers, to register for the conference. Registration is still open, and we're also still accepting donations. So please spread the word, and please contact us if you have any questions.
How much is a conference like this for the attendee?
For students, it's $75. Early bird rate, after that, it's $100. And for non-students, it's $100 early bird rate, which I believe we're past that time, and currently it's $150. And that includes meals, conference materials, and just to help cover the cost of all of our speakers and the space and everything that we put into the conference.
Now, before we bring this interview to a close, tell our listeners, what is the number one thing that black women should know about life balance and wellness?
The number one thing that black women should know, and I think anyone should know really, is that it's something that you have to work at on a daily basis, and balance is cyclical, so in some moments in your life you may focus more on your career, other moments you may focus on starting a family or other relationships in your life, so think of balance as a cyclical phenomenon that each component or aspect of your life, it's not necessarily separate, but sometimes you may have to focus on different things at a particular time. But also on a daily basis, though, it's important to set aside some time, even if it's 10 or 15 minutes, to tap into what makes you passionate and brings you joy in life.
Okay. In the little time we have left, tell us a little more about what you do.
Okay. Well, I am co-chair and founder of the Black Women's Life Balance Wellness Conference, of course. I also was a visiting scholar at the Interdenominational Theological Center, which is located in the Atlanta University Center in Atlanta, Georgia. And during my tenure as a visiting scholar, I worked on my book manuscript that is on 21st century religious performance among youth. So in that project, I focus on Christian hip-hop music and performance, and I look at how black youth in Detroit and Atlanta utilize different performance styles and techniques to reach different audiences, and the tension between traditionalists in church context and the more contemporary generation. So kind of paralleling what happened with gospel blues, the controversy around that with Thomas Dorsey, blues being seen as something not appropriate for worship or the church. So that's something that I'm working on now. I'm also the co-editor of a book that just came out in March called Reading African American Experiences in the Obama Era, Theory, Advocacy, Activism, and I co-edited that book with Dr. Ebony Elizabeth Thomas at the University of Pennsylvania. And in that book we focus on our argument is that in our current society, we don't live in a post-racial society. Race still matters. So how does it manifest in different contexts in education, healthcare, the prison industrial complex, and other areas? And so the book is comprised of chapters written from interdisciplinary perspectives and intergenerational perspectives as well, from scholars and activists and upcoming scholars as well. So,
now, would you be kind enough to share with us in the time we have left a few of the topics that the speakers are going to be talking about at your upcoming conference on July 13th through the 15th?
Sure. Some of the topics include depression, which I mentioned before. Terry Williams, one of our keynote speakers, will be speaking about that. She wrote a book about black pain, It Just Looks Like We're Not Hurting. I believe that's the title, and so we'll be talking extensively about that because as black women, we're often more vulnerable to depression when we serve as the backbone of a family in a particular instance. We'll also talk about weight loss and health. We'll also talk about healthy cooking. So there will be a cooking demonstration with a variety of different ingredients that we can purchase from our local grocery store to have healthier meals. There will be a transformative dance workshop on Sunday. So Sunday is our wrap-up day, and we'll have dance and yoga. So we have a variety of different workshops and sessions.
All right. Well, and finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
You can connect with me through the Life Balance and Wellness Conference email address, which is lifebalanceconference@gmail.com.
All right. Is there a Facebook or Twitter page, anything
yes,
like that?
Yes, we're on Facebook. It's at Life Balance Conf, so C-O-N-F. And on Facebook, we're facebook.com/lifebalanceconference.
All right. And how long are you going to be in Atlanta now? Is this your permanent home for right now?
Yeah, I hope to be here for, you know, I don't see an end in sight, so I really like it here. I've been here for 2 years, so I hope to continue staying in Atlanta.
Doc, what did you do in Los Angeles?
I actually grew up there. So I was there until I was about 18, and then I went to college in Northern California at UC Berkeley, which is about 8-hour drive away. So I really haven't been back to Atlanta since I was in high school. I mean, sorry, not back to Atlanta, back to L.A. as far as living since I was in high school, because I went to graduate school right after college.
Okay. Well, give out that contact information one more time, please.
So our website is www.lifebalanceconference.com, and email address is lifebalanceconference@gmail.com.
All right. Any final words you'd like to say about your upcoming conference?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show, and thank you to all of our volunteers and all of our speakers who will be coming to our conference and sharing of their knowledge and expertise. And I just want to invite everyone who's listening to visit our website and just spread the word about the conference. If you decide to come, and why not invite a friend who may benefit as well?
Beautiful. All right. Well, Dr. Shanisa Brooks-Tatum, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Sparkplug.
It's been my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women business owners who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment and give a very special thank you to our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another splendid job. So until next time, this is Sparkplug reminding you that women have the power to rule the world, and my goal is to help them do it. Thanks again for tuning in to Sparkplug Radio.